Este este cum a cățat ei cum asta un vasol bine mâna ieri eu cu musta o. Și cum am menit pihale cățat mă jeli.
This is Dr. Tar.
This is Professor Feather.
This is the Midnight Gadfly.
And this is Dr. Head. And you are experiencing...
Radio!
Akimbo!
Akimbo. A Jimbo who's turned into a Kimbo.
Like that anime, Akimbo the White Lion.
That's right.
Man.
We're speaking of Guns Akimbo. Oh, that's a movie? Yes, that's a movie. What was it made in 2019, I think?
Yeah.
Written and directed by Jason Lee Howden. Stars Daniel Radcliffe. Now, somebody remind me who Daniel Radcliffe is.
Well, he traded his guns
I've heard
for
of him.
Some,
yeah, yes. I've heard of him somewhere.
He played Igor in a version of Frankenstein.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Right? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's I knew yes. I heard that somewhere.
And
God,
Samara Weaving, who plays Nyx, she's the star of this movie. I'm sorry.
Great.
Yes. Yeah. She, her role is great. This is a movie about a kind of a nerd, Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Plopper guy.
And kind of a troll.
He's a troll, and he works for this gaming, an app company. And he's you get this. He's kind of a slouch, but then he gets online and he becomes a troll. And there's this game that's going on. This is in the near future. There's this game going on. It's a killer game. People.
Like a snuff.
Take contracts out on other people, and it's televised, and it's, it's the running man all over
running
again.
Man, yeah.
But done in a little bit with a little more satire than Running Man. I mean, Running Man is satirical, but this movie is pure out and out satire. There's just no two ways about it. But anyway, he's this nerd, and he is a troll, and he starts trolling Schism. That's the name of the game. And there's this whole cult behind them who the bad guy is. What I don't know. I don't know that guy. I don't know who his name is. My Jiminy good. I don't know him. I don't know that guy.
But he's really good.
But he's really
in
good.
The role.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't just don't yeah. know. I'm not real familiar mm-hmm. with him. What Ned Dennehy or something like that. His name. Thank you. Anyway. But so he's in Daniel Radcliffe. What's his name? Miles or something like that. Miles. Yeah. His name is Miles. He's prone to doing this because he's a pacifist and he's a vegetarian, and he gets into this whole big thing. Well, to make a long story short, this group of crazies who look kind of like rejects from a Mel Gibson movie.
Mad Max. Yeah.
Mad Max. Yeah. Yeah. Miller. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mildly miffed Maximilian.
Yeah, so they break into his house and knock him out. And when he comes to, and there's some dialogue there, and it's kind of funny. When he comes to, he has guns bolted to his hands, literally bolted to his hands. And therein lies the comedy of this whole movie, because this here's this pacifist vegetarian who gets thrust into the role of having to be kill or be killed.
Against the game's champion.
up until the last half hour of this movie, it's a chase movie. It's him running away and being chased primarily by the main character of this movie, Nix, who is a supreme killer. And, right. You know, she's very popular. And this whole thing, it's Running Man. It really is. Yeah. Just with this twist. And, you know, there's a scene with the bum, which is pretty hilarious. With the hot dog.
He's trying to pick up the hot dog. Oh, you got some mustard on your gun.
did you notice the hot dog falls on the ground?
Yes.
Laying right next to the hot dog is a condom.
Oh, yeah, no.
he's trying to pick that up.
Oh, nice.
So anyway, so
what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do, Vija?
That's kind of the rule of this movie. This is a pure out and out satire of so many, you know, different aspects, you know, that we could go into. Right. But anyway, so the whole movie revolves around Miles kind of trying to get away and trying to not reconcile the fact that at some point he's going to have to become a killer himself. And I'm going to leave it there. I mean, I could talk more about this, but I'm going to throw it out there. Somebody want to interject some commentary?
I think Running Man is great, but it's also like the way it's made. It's like Guy Ritchie meets Scott Pilgrim versus the World. You know, just that kind of pop culture kind of stuff what they throw right in there. It looks kind of like TV, but then there's some of those action sequences are awesome.
You know, a lot of fun. Yeah,
they're shot so well. There's a lot of like tumbling camera moves that are done really well. And as I said, I was really impressed with the production quality of this whole thing. And the story's tight. You know what I mean? I didn't feel like there was a lot of fat on there, and it made a lot of comments about society. You know, accidentally swiping right. You know, and then you know, his girlfriend that he's talking to thinks he's gonna shoot her, and so she maces him out of the car.
Yeah.
You know. The sheer abuse he takes is like unlike anything. Shoot him up. It's also like shoot him up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, yeah. So that was the other one that I kept thinking about when I was watching.
Yeah. It was over the top like John Wick and shoot him up.
Yep.
And that,
yeah,
in that vein, yeah, super, yeah, supremely violent, yeah, and comically so.
Yeah.
And in some ways, it's very seriously violent.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And had twists. You know what I mean? Like it was good story writing, you know, where they brought everybody together. So it was good.
No, it was a fun movie. It was really fun. And it was, yeah, it's just that it is funny because it's set up like, you know, like a game itself, period. Yeah, we talked about
it. Yeah.
And just even like a single sheet, some of the shots were, they captured the whole, you know, you see them, but it looks like they're going through the squares and, you know, going from room to room. But it's like, you know, yeah, it's funny, like they're going through the levels, but it was.
Yeah.
Just, yeah,
yeah, and the death scenes, because you get the bullet time as well as like real time when he gets shot, because when he has the vest on, he gets shot, boom, he just flies,
yeah,
you know, like really takes off. It's so frenetic. The camera work is so frenetic. At first it took me a little bit to adjust, and I don't do good well with motion. Like I can't watch like Doom and things like that, and I thought, oh man, is this going to be one of those movies where it's too much motion for me to like watch it, because I want to. But I'm glad it kind of slowed down to a
hardcore like, Henry.
Yeah it wasn't yes no, I was so impressed with this. I thought I'd like seeing Daniel Radcliffe in this role. And I just thought the absurdity of it, the like over the top, it's, you know, you definitely get the satire, you definitely get the commentary on social media culture, on death culture, on fame. And then you have this, you know, this villain who wants to take this death race to the entire world. Like, this is just a test run, you know, kind of a way. I got plans, you know, like a Bond villain, you know, because he's, you know, and.
Well, yeah,
and he looks terrific. He really looks terrific with all the tattoos. And then you get the whole side story with Nix, and then they get the cops, you know, and the corrupt officer, and then you find out, spoiler alert, the other officer, the detective, is Nix's dad, and he's been looking for her as well, you know, to track her down. So it's just crazy fun.
You expect Batman to show up or something somewhere along the line, but just. It's good. It's a fun movie.
I like that they keep track of like
this is a
how
Japanese
much he
Navy
has and his
submarine.
guns. Like, you know, like you get 50 rounds each, and it's just like
Yeah,
a video
100
game,
rounds. Yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and every time he shoots, you know, you see one, you know, you see it pop up.
Yeah, because yeah, you start counting right. Oh, wait a minute, there's one gone.
Yeah.
Then when he first does that first shot, you know, oh shit. That's the other thing that's kind of odd, you know, because it is just such a satire, and you have to suspend your belief there a little bit, or disbelief, however that's
A
said.
lot.
Well, it's the fact that when he wakes up and finds his hands are bolted to these guns, they don't hurt him. There's no pain.
Yeah.
They're just bolted there,
That's
He can't
So
use them.
that,
Yeah.
that's a
Thank
little,
you.
that's a little
Yeah.
going, okay. Well, that's a device, I guess. Okay, we're going to use it as that device, but
When he had to take a piss, you get
yeah.
full on dong for like 2 seconds or whatever it was, it's flopping around, pissing all over the place.
Yeah. I like when he's trying to open the door to get out of his apartment. You know, he's just using these guns. He's like learning how to use these guns like the first time you try to use chopsticks or something.
And it still
No,
doesn't
yeah.
hurt him. Yeah, I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
exactly. Yeah, all the recoil, you know. Yeah. No, it's just ridiculousness. And Nyx is a great character. She's like an angrier Harley Quinn. You know, she's like Harley Quinn without the insanity. You know, she's driven, she's purpose because she's trying to get out. And
Yeah.
that's the thing. Her purpose is I made you enough points. I got enough points. It's like
Hope
being in the military. I
driven.
got a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants to get out. You know, but she's just so good at this. And no, it's just the layers of the video game, the way it was set up, the beautiful looking like a video game,
Yeah.
the story arc, because then you have this revelation, the big revelation with the father. It's like, oh, all these big video game moments are just being dropped in place, you know. And I
Yeah.
thought, oh, that's just so good, so clever, you know, to keep this framework the entire
I told
movie.
you once.
And good action sequences.
Yep, absolutely.
There's some really good action sequences in the movie.
It's a fun movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I enjoyed it. I've seen it a couple of times. And I like Daniel Radcliffe, I've seen him other stuff. He's a good actor. You got to give the guy a lot of credit. And he's gone on pretty much shed the Harry Potter thing, which is very good. He was great as Harry Potter, but he's also like this. this is not Harry Potter by any means, and it's
He
and
also
he's very
does
good at it. He has a
stage.
good
He also
cop.
does Broadway too.
Yeah,
He
I
was
think
an
he has a good,
Equus, I think.
yeah, that's right.
Right.
I think he has a good comedic timing.
Yeah.
In this movie, I think it shows a lot in this his comedic timing. But yeah, I like it.
He's in
And
that
that's what I
movie.
said. One of my favorite parts is the with the bum, when he's with the bum, that
Yeah.
whole thing is
Well, it's great.
that's
Well, hot
great.
dog, it's been sitting there for about 6 months or something like that, or whatever he says. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like 6 months old. Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh, and
I would
that's and there again, that's the that whole he's a vegetarian, but hot dog is food.
with a condom next to
Yeah,
it.
that was just so gross when I saw that. Ooh, wait a minute.
Yeah, when he's first leaving his apartment, that action sequence, there's a lot of that that
Yeah.
is very Guy Ritchie in
Yes,
the way they're
absolutely.
the frenetic pace and all that kind of stuff. But then he threw some other stuff in there, so but you can tell that's definitely an influence in how he edits and shoots stuff. So I mean, kudos to the cinematographer and the editor too, because
Yes.
that's a crazy amount of syncing and editing and continuity and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
This was the
absolutely.
second time I watched it. I was looking. I'm like, where are the continuity problems? And where are the continuity problems? And I couldn't find any. But it just
Yeah.
moved so fast. If there
Yes.
are, you'd never catch them.
You
So.
just don't catch them. Yeah, that's what I thought too. Yeah, I loved everything about it. And that's what drew me to it big time, I think, more was the editing and the directing, but and then also just the acting. It's got superb acting all around, and it's definitely hyper reality, but that's the nature of it. It's a my equation is always it's that's American kabuki theater right there.
Yeah, and well, they made Richter look like what my penis is going to look like when I'm 90. Yeah,
The same, you got those tattoos too, huh?
I'm already working on them now.
That's right.
I'm going to get there.
This is the end at the tip. Yeah.
That Ned Dennehy Richter, he was in Mandy.
Was he?
Yeah, and he was in Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
Never watched all of Peaky Blinders.
I got tired of reading subtitles because I couldn't understand a fucking word they were saying.
I know.
Fuck a word.
Yeah, I watched the first episode and I haven't gone back to it. I hear it's really good. I mean, you know, I like Cillian Murphy, is really great.
Yep.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
But anyway, so yeah, what's your favorite scene, Tar? What's your favorite scene in the movie?
Him waking up with the guns bolted to his hands. Just, yeah, that's, it kind of sets the tone for the whole movie anyway. It just happens so fast. And then, like you were saying, there's no pain. You know, yeah, he's immediately doing things that you think if he just barely touch it, I think it would, like, like I said, that sets the tone for the movie, and it was fun to watch him try to adapt. So.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's all, you know, it's like all, it's hyper-realistic, and that's, and that's the whole object. And Nick, you know, because her arc in the whole thing is the best. You know, his is kind of cheesy.
Right.
His arc.
He's connected to his girlfriend, yes.
Kind of cheesy, but her arc is you know, we could talk about it if, you know, it's a spoiler alert.
What's the redemption? You have the redemptive factor right here.
Yes.
And the truest, you see, you get to understand why she's doing what she's doing, you know? And so it allows you to see her as more than just some cold, callous killing machine. Like, no, she's not that at all.
No.
She's really good at what she does, and there's a reason she's doing it. And, it makes you kind of root for her, you know? I like the scene where she's going to kill him. Cause I mean, that's the one thing for me, like, okay, we got the silliness. She's so lethal until it comes to trying to shoot him, you know, she misses him for all this time. But you have to, otherwise the movie would be over pretty quickly. But I love the scene where she's going to kill him. And he says, I know who you killed your dad, you know, or I know you killed your family. And that causes her to pause.
Her family. Yeah.
Right, her family. I know, and that causes her to pause. He goes, and that's your dad. You know, he points down to her this moment, because, you know, then you see the rage that she has, and you know, the flashbacks. You know, there's a really trauma that she's really processing, but I mean, I like the formula. It's a classic wrestling formula. You got you know, two people fighting each other, then a third threat comes in, and they unite against the threat. It's like, it's a classic. Yeah. You know, but that's the story arc for the character, and it feels so very video gamey, and that's what I really like. It mirrors the stuff that they're playing, you know, but he keeps on talking about, like, he's learning these things, like he was looking at life through a video game before.
Yeah.
Like, that's all his life was, because he's walking outside and he's like, oh my god, everything's in, like, was it high res or 3D or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, he's looking
so
around as a real person, like, this is what reality is, you know. But then the first time he, like, shoots someone, because he doesn't want to, it's that cop who wants to kill him. He, like, falls and the gun goes off. Then he's like, oh, there's no respawning. There's none of this. Like, he gets that revelation that this is really life. And
this is real.
This is real. And, like, oh, fuck, it's, you know, and he's been so insulated, you know. But this, I love the scene also when they come back to his office. And, like, it's just being shot up all to shit. And there's this one guy who's completely oblivious to it, you know, at his computer. And, like, the one guy's talking, you see his head just, then he gets, like, this head, like, shot. And that's when Ratcliffe, you know, where he stands up to his boss, you know, and he has the guns. And, you know, he's just like, I've had enough of your shit. I really have. We've all had enough of your shit. It's like one of those, like, yeah, moments. Like, okay, yes. Yeah, there's just so many fun moments, so many really fun moments in this movie.
Go ahead.
That catharsis of getting to see your boss get his head blown off, you know, that probably gets a lot of people.
But yeah, but who blows his head off?
Nix,
yeah, he doesn't, you know, that's it. Yeah, Back to Nick's. There's the one spot early on when they're having a confrontation, and that there's an explosion behind her.
Yeah,
and she
freaks out.
Freaks out, and he sees that. He's sitting there witnessing that, you know, which I thought was, you know, because that's a bit of a tell going on, you know. And he's going, wait a minute, you know, and there again, it's, you know, it's the layers that are going on.
Yeah. Because she seems unstoppable before that. That's the thing. She's the Terminator, you know.
Yes.
And then you realize she's not. And that's, that starts the humanization of Nyx at that point.
And she kind of realizes, you know, he didn't kill her, you know. Other people would have, So
yeah, he didn't even try to kill her. Exactly, you're
right.
Exactly.
He's walking out, and she, looks at him,
Yeah, because he's not there for any reason other than he pissed off the wrong people by being a troll, because that was so terrifying. Like, you know, he sees his IP address, he's like, oh fuck, they found me, you know, because he's supposed to be behind a firewall, you know, and you know, like, nope, we know where you live, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Think those bolts would be infected by now.
Oh, yeah. I like the arc of Nyx, where you can see her kind of going towards coming out of what she's doing, this kind of machine that is killing things and all that kind of stuff. So she has that pretty smooth arc that you can see stuff happening, and the story then supports that really well. While Daniel Radcliffe his whole thing shifts from, I got to get away, I got to save my girlfriend. So he has his other arc where she's going up, he's going down. I love the scene when they pull the body bag out of the van. He blows the two guys away, and then he's arguing with Nyx about the thing. And the guy opens the door, and Daniel goes, well, let's get on with bang, and blows the guy's head off just very casually. And then they run in. So I thought that's where you're going to see, because she's in for revenge. And you know what Aristotle says? That shit is legit.
Unlike the Klingon proverb, revenge is not a dish best served cold.
How do you say that in Klingon?
Block, block, ooh, block. Block.
There you go. Okay, now I believe it. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, as I said, I think this movie is very layered. You know, I've seen it twice. The first time I saw it was like a Sunday afternoon in the middle of winter. Finn put it on, and we just sat there and watched the whole thing. And had a lot of fun. I'm like, that's my favorite kind of like Sunday afternoon movie. You know, it's just super fun. But then you go back and watch it again, and you're like, oh, there's a lot of stuff going on here. You know what I mean? There's a lot of film history knowledge. There's a lot of editing knowledge. And, you know, so I want to know what this guy does next. He did, what was the other thing he did? I just had it up here. And I don't think I've seen it. Deathgasm.
Oh, I've seen Deathgasm. Yeah, it's fun. Guns Akimbo is a lot more flashy and stylish, and definitely maturing in that, but Deathgasm is fun, and the same kind of silliness that you see in the Guns Akimbo is there, plus you got the heavy metal, all the tropes for heavy metal tropes, it's fun, although I think this movie's better.
He's a visual effects artist too.
Yeah.
So he's done a bunch of movies, and like for Borderlands, the TV show, was it Man of Steel, things like that. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
What was your favorite moment, Professor Feather?
Yeah.
It was really the whole bum scene.
Yeah.
That just kind of, I don't know why, that just kind of grabbed me. And I like it because it's, in a way, it's a throwaway scene, you know? But in a way, it's not. I like that aspect too, you know. I think that's kind of interesting, because that, you know, comes back to the academic question, you know, of choice. What
do you like, ballpark,
what goes
or
in
Hebrew,
and what is left out? And it just, I don't know. That's a scene that's one of those, you know, kind of both. But anyway, I just like, that's my favorite, and I really like. It's the end of the scene, I guess, of Nyx's ending. I don't know if we're doing any kind of
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, because she does end
What?
in a most fitting way.
Yes. Because you can
That's
see
the
it on
whole
her
thing. I will.
face. You see it on her
Yeah.
face. Like she's kind of relieved. There's a relief and a satisfaction in knowing what she's doing, you know? Yeah.
But then we come to Miles and his end. But if we're not there, anything else you want to talk about this movie before we get to that?
I
Anything
think
else that anybody's going to?
the performances are also very good.
Yes.
From Nick's, Ratcliffe, the guy who the villain, what's his name,
Yeah,
Richter.
Richter. Yeah.
Richter, he's
Ned
so
Denny.
convincing, and he reminds me a little bit of the character from Mad Max 2, Road Warrior. Like, I mean, he has that same kind of wild eye. This, he's got that bald pate. He reminds me a lot of that character, and I thought, God, he's like a Bond villain in this universe. He is. He's the equivalent of the Bond villain because he's got this whole network of programmers, and is planning on this global domination of this
He
game.
looks like a DC villain. He really does.
Yeah.
And he kind of has that thing going on, but controlling the networks and
Yeah. Now, are
controlling
people paying
the
money? Because I don't
cops and
remember
shit.
that at all. Like, because it would be like, okay, I'm going to do this to make money, but he doesn't say that. He doesn't talk about money at all. I don't remember if there was
So,
any
yes, it's
element, if
like
there
his
was a.
ego. He wants this thing to grow and become the thing. And anyway,
Is it
yeah,
because if there's
kind of
no money
crazy.
mentioned, then it's purely for the social media cachet of likes and eyes on your channel and your stream.
Yeah, but that
This is
equates
true.
to monetary gain too. So,
Yeah.
okay.
Would
They
do
just
they
never
just go
mentioned
on
that. He just
networks
never
and say
mentions
about
that,
it?
which is why I
Well, that,
like.
yeah, no, yo, no, you're
It's like
right.
the
It's not.
purity
It's
of
not
the,
mentioned.
like, we're going to do this. This is what I want to do because people want it. The people want it. And
Yes.
look at the numbers. I guess, yeah, they don't have to. Maybe that's what it
Well,
is.
yeah, he killed that one director because he goes,
Yeah,
"Come
he's like,
on, we
no,
gotta get
I'm
this
the guy
guy."
here. I'm right. No, it's just, oh, okay. Yeah, I can replace anybody.
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We all
Yeah, I
should.
think, yeah, but yeah, I just think it's a wonderful movie. Through all aspects, and like I said, the technical aspects of the movie are just phenomenally good, I think, and shows a lot of good craftsmanship and artistry, combined. It's just beautiful. And the acting, which I consider part of that whole thing, is just all really good. It's one of those movies you kind of watch and go, wait a minute, this is, by somebody I don't really
You
know,
can immerse
I don't,
yourself. Yeah,
never, I
just.
don't really know this guy. And I'm going, God, this is a pretty darn good movie. And yeah, and the Guy Ritchie references, I obviously have gotten, as you're watching it, you're kind of getting that feel, which is a good, and done well.
Done well.
Put it that way. Yeah, let me forever. Yeah, make
Yeah.
that sense. So yeah, I just think I found it a really good movie, and just a very interesting and fun movie. And it's, I've watched it twice, and I'll go back and watch it again. It's
Yeah.
one of those movies.
It's very
It's the
stylish.
Running Man on steroids.
Yeah.
One last thing to
And
say.
that auto.
Rhys Darby was the guy who played the bum.
Yes.
His
Oh,
name
well, okay.
is Glenjamin.
Oh.
Benjamin with a
But
G.
yeah,
Glenjamin.
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 I
But
forgot it was.
I was wondering who. Okay. He was pretty funny.
I'm not
Oh,
familiar with who Rhys Darby is,
I don't know, but I
No,
the
but he's
bum
great.
part, I know.
Yeah. Because even his voice is a little, it's funny, the accent, it's a little more, it's funny. It's because it's a needed break in the intensity. We need a cut scene. We're
And he
like, we can
seemed
take
like
a breather,
someone, but yet still
replenish.
be funny with the hot dog.
Yes.
Is that that's just one of
Yes.
the
It's funny
funniest
because
scenes
he's
in the movie, I
trying
think.
to like learn how to, and I was thinking like, okay, did like, how much of this, like, would the director tell Ratcliffe, like, don't even try. I don't want you practicing with these guys. Nope, we're just going to do it. Because he does struggle with those things, like anyone would. Like, I'm trying to, like, pick something up with, no, and I like that. I really like that about that.
Yeah, that's what I said. With my warped sense of humor, I like that the hot dog scene especially because of the stretched out condom beside it. I to me that's fucking funny. Jerry.
That's when humor. That's humor.
That's humor.
I like it. I like that the fact that he's also Glenjamin is also a spectator. So when they're coming back to the spectators, it says that this is so pervasive that even a bum has a device that can it can watch it.
Yeah, like but then they cut back to him, and then there's like it's broken.
Yeah.
Cool. That's all I got. That's good.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the end. What happens to Miles at the end? It, you know, he gets into the big fight, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Gets just totally creamed.
Shut up.
Right?
Yeah.
And then what happens? Doesn't it fade to black and then fade back up?
Well, because he's talking about, he has this idyllic thing that, you know, he starts seeing these visions, like, here's what's going on. Then he wakes up out of it saying, oh, this is the result of blood loss, traumatic, like, you know, hemorrhaging, like your brain's shutting down, you know, as he's trying to kick back in, right? That's I do remember that. But then he gets the girl, right?
The very, very end?
Like when he's driving away? Because he says something kind of cryptic about, like it's all around the world. Like, I think, doesn't he want to get this mission now is to like stop, continue fighting against this? Is that
right? Right.
That's what I thought. It's like,
okay. This
part of it though, too.
Okay. Okay. So you've all brought up all the points that I looked at and came to the conclusion this whole movie is just a game.
Yeah.
There's no real reality to this. It is just it's the visualization of a game.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe it came.
That's
from
why
his.
All of the indiscrepancies, you know, the inconsistencies work, because it's a game. It's not reality. It's not even hyper reality as John Wick is. It's a game.
It's saying we're all living in a simulation.
God, what a revelation.
What a regulation.
Revelation.
What a regulation.
What a regulation.
But anyway,
termination. What?
There you have it. I mean, I just loved it. And I think because of what I think that it ultimately is, it's brilliantly done.
Yeah,
it's maybe a half a step under Hundreds of Beavers, but real close.
In the wrong hands, it could have been a total mess.
It could have been.
Least,
no,
yeah,
you're absolutely right.
98
yeah.
Beavers.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
kudos
oh,
it is, to the, it's
the, okay, yes.
To everybody involved. That's what I said. I just think it's a brilliant movie.
In the wrong hands, it could have been Smoking Aces.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Or Shakes the Clown. No. No. Yeah. I was so impressed. Now, I remember Mrs. Head said that we tried watching this one time, and I'm like, I don't remember that, but I don't remember shit anymore anyway. So, it makes sense to me that we only started watching it and then stopped because it was too frenetic. And I think I was probably worried that, oh God, I'm going to vomit, you know? And so I'm glad that I got through that. So I, cause she definitely wants to see it. I'm like, oh, I want to watch it again. I totally want to watch it again. Cause I know she'll really enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good. Highly recommended. Yeah, and it's around some.
Right? Yeah. It's on Prime.
Have been experiencing
UnsaneRadio.com. There you have it. Tar and Feathers Psycho Cinema is on the YouTubes. We have some groovy ass movies up there. Go check them out, guys.
Get it, groovy ass.
Groovy ass. Heavy metal horror. Speaking of groovy ass, heavy metal horror. Put that groovy ass
Horror.
groovy ass action on the YouTubes and groovy ass action on the Facebooks and the groovier assier tunes on the Instagrams. Heavy metal horror
Yes.
podcast.
We freaks. Every week's we talk about We Freaks. Family friendly comic on Facebook. We WEEFREEKZ. Written, drawn, imbued,
produced
by John Boise.
Boy, boy, boy.
And in the words of the great Daniel Strong, just because it happened to you doesn't make it interesting.
It's most of our shows, though, isn't it?
Touché.
That's why I brought it up.
I'm gonna go. Keep coming, see how he cuts the mushroom.